Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation, and that's to be delivered from sin and its consequences. Every sin has a consequence. Whatever you do, if you have not been told, there is a process, an A and a B side. There's two sides to every story, and you want the side of salvation. You want to be on God's side, and I want to be on his side. Let me tell you, sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everybody. The book that I read from, the Bible, chapter 5 in Deuteronomy, verses 7 through 21, as well as the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, gives you the Ten Commandments. And in John chapter 15, verse 15, where it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I love the Lord. So I would try to tell you, see, as often as I think is possible, Father's Ten Commandments. He left us Ten Commandments. I don't know what the other gods left the other people. What we are the chosen people of God, and ask them to show you proof, as I have been asking for the last several years, to show me where in the Bible it says another God has straight hair and blue eyes, and I have not found that. Let me show you in Exodus chapter 1, where it says that our father, his hair is in Revelation, excuse me, not Exodus, but Revelation chapter 1. And that's where I'm going to turn to my Bible book in a few moments. Just hold on with me, see. I will get there in a few moments. I'm here. Revelation chapter 1, where I'm going to tell you that our Father has his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass. That's brown color, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth two-edged sword, and his countenance as the sun shineth in his strength. So, to me, that tells me that God was what you call a black man. You show me in the Bible where it says that he has blonde hair and blue eyes or straight hair. And I will stop saying, I say, but I have not found it in the Bible that he says those things. That's why I tell you, see, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and that I want you to have your pen and pencil ready and handy so you can write down some of the things that I may say unto you. Also, some of you, your younger generation, I am an old woman now. I'm plus 60. I am older. I've gone through many things that were totally, I felt, unnecessary. I was fooled. If you read the Bible, you will begin to understand you should not be tricked or fooled. I am belching several times. I don't know why that is. Father, I am going to try to tell the sheep the truth as much as I know it, and I want them to know as much as I know. I want you, you young people, as well as some of the old people, have learnings of technology, like notepads and notebooks. Those are the things, and you can learn from them a lot. But I'll tell you, I don't want to learn from those things. I do want to learn as much as I can about the Bible, because my Father in heaven told me in a dream to feed his sheep. And for many years, I did not want to, because I was afraid of you people. I was afraid of the people. As simple as that. And I prayed for courage. I asked for courage. And I'm finally getting courage. Then I have a stroke, and it messes me up. And I came back. I was pretty much straight when I came back. But this year, I took my brother to the Veterans Administration, and I had to sit there so long. My speech started messing up. And there you have me. I am here, and this is what you get. I am trying to do what my father said, and that is to feed his. I'm not perfect. There are several words in the book, Bible, that I don't know how to pronunciate, but I will try to pronunciate the words for you, see. And I want you to follow me. In my Bible, it says that I am in 2 Samuel chapter 19, but I am further along. I am in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 41, and that's where I will pick up in a few moments from now. Hopefully, you have found chapter 7, verse 41. If not, I give you a few seconds more to try and find that. I should tell you that, first of all, I want you to know that our Father in heaven says that in Hosea, this spell in the Old Testament, Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of the Lord. I will also forget thy children. And I ask that, Father, don't forget my children or grandchildren. I'm trying to teach as much as I know. And what little I know, I am not smart. I want them, the listeners, to know to read 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, where it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, that's what I want you sheep to know, as well as I want you to turn to the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 41, where I will pick up as much as I can unto you sheep. So follow along with me. A lot of times, I don't know what those words are, but I am going to try to tell you. The two pillars and the two bowls of the chapter that were on top of the two pillars and the two network, two bowls of the chapter, which were upon the top of the pillows. The pillows are like two poles where on top of the pillows are straight, and they would put designs or here the bowls of. Sometimes that would put a gargoyle head upon those. Look up at the top of some of your buildings, and you will see, especially if you go downtown, look at the top, and you will see the two pillars. There are different pillars. Some places may have one pillar and maybe a bowl. And some places may have no pillars at all. But a pillow is usually round and it's flat on the top where they put some type of design. And our Bible tells you you should not have those. But since we are in a sinful place, and I was born into the sinful place, have those images. And God says that you should not make any graven images or anything that is like in heaven or above the earth or beneath the earth. So you are not supposed to make those things, but those things are there. And in these days and times, some of the younger people are removing those things. They have planted many statues of people that hate black people, you know, and those things should come down. And that's why I pray that our Father hurry up and come back and get us from these. This is a sinful place, a sinful nation. They really are. Our Father tells them not to have statues or anything. And these people have, but in this country that was settled by our fathers before them, they came and took this country. They are saying this country is theirs, but I want you to know that our foreparents were here before them, although they may not have had any books or anything like that written. And then these people are going to say that this country is theirs. Excuse me, I am burping. It says, I forget where it says in the Bible, that these people, ashamed people, they really don't have any conscience. And I did not find that out until Roseanne, I think that's her name, said what she said on TV and was laughing. And I thought she was so wrong. And I still think that about her. She is so wrong. Now, verse 42, let's move on. Chapter 7, Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 7, verse 42. And 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranate for one network covered the two bowls of the chapter that were upon the pillows. Verse 43. Then 10 bases and 10 levaders on the bases. And one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basin and all these vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the clay ground between Sukkot-Zatarim. So let me spell that. Sukkot is spelled Sukkoth and Varthan. And Solomon left all these places underway because there were exceedingly many, and was the weight of the brass found out. Let me read verse 47 again. And Solomon left all the vessels underway because they were exceedingly many. Neither was there the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertain unto the house of the Lord, and the altar of gold, and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the candlesticks of pure gold, fine on the right side. That's five on the right side and five on the left before the oracle of the flowers and the lamps and the tongues of gold and the bowls of stuffers, brazen, and the spoons. Let me read verse 50, starting over, and try to pronounce the words better. And the bowls and the sniffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold and the hinges of gold of the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple, and was ended in the works of King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessel did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And that ends reading chapter 7. Let's go on, move on to reading 1 Kings chapter 8. Let's start now. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribe and the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast of the month, at the feast in the month Ethanian. Let me spell that to you. Ethanim, which the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark, and they brought the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those the priests and the Levites bring up. and King Solomon, all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him, were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, and could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place into the oracle of the house of the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. And cherubims are supposedly angel-like creatures, for the cherubims spread forth the wings, their two wings, over the place of the ark. And the cherubims covered the ark, and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, were seen. The end of the staves were seen out of the heaven, out of the holy place, because the oracles, and they were not seen without. And then they were unto this day. We read verse 8 again for you, sheep, for your hearing. Those of you who are sheep and are not sheep, and those of you who are, most of the people I have told before that I do not accept phone calls. I have accepted calls after my program went off and spoke with people. And if I ask that you not call, it's not because, it's because I don't want to say anything that's righteous for my Father in heaven. I say that if I am going to go to hell, I will be sending myself to hell and not anyone else helping to send me to hell. And so that's why I do not take any calls, no more calls. Verse 8, and they drew out the staves, that the end of the staves were seen out in the holy place, because the oracles, and they were not sent without, and there were, and there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone which Moses put there. Hero, that's spelled H-O-R-E-B. When the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. So the priests could not stand to minister because of the clouds, and the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord said to him, he would dwell in the darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath said with his hand fulfilled. Let me read verse 15 again. And he said, Blessed be the house of again, let me try to read that correctly. And I know the devil is just laughing. He is making me mess up. I don't intend to, Father. I can't help myself. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein, but I choose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David, my father, to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord said unto me, unto David my father, wherein it was in thy heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build thee a house unto my name. And the Lord has performed his words that he spake, and I am risen up in the womb of David my father, and sit in the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house of the Lord for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark wherein covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers, wherein he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar and altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is none like thee in heaven above nor earth beneath. Keep his covenant and mercy with thy servant that walk before thee in all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that they promised, that thou promised him. Thou speakest also thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hands, him, saying, thou shalt not kill the a man in my sight to sit on the throne of David, so that children keep it, take heed to their ways, and they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy words, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David, my father. But with God indeed dwell on the earth. Behold, the heavens and heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less that house that thou hast built. Yet thou hast respect unto thy prayer of thy servant, and said to end his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the city of thy prayer, which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward this place on which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make towards this place, and hearken unto the supplication of thy servant and to thy people Israel. Then they shall pray towards the place and hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, come before thy throne, thine altar, in thy house, then hear thou in heaven, and judge thy servant, commanding the wicked bring his way upon the earth, and justifying righteousness to give him according unto his righteousness. Looking to see how much time I have left. Hopefully in the next 2 minutes I will read this sentence and I will stop here. Therefore the ark, when thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house. So we have turned against our Father, but we have turned back. We're turning back. He's accepting us now in this day. And I am going to stop here. We will pick up at verse 34 next time in chapter 8 of Kings, 1 Kings. Let us have a closing word of prayer. I know that I want to thank my Father in heaven for allowing me this day and this time. Let's say a closing prayer to our Father in heaven. Father in heaven, thank you for your continuous protection night and day from the evil one who is called by the name of Satan, the devil, and his hand. Thank you for keeping them away from us always and blessing us with the thing desires of our hearts. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. In James chapter 5, it says, if it is the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to have this time with your sheep and telling them different things. I want you sheep to know, go and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. Purchase it at iTunes and Apple Play. Remember, God loves you, and I say a prayer that you will be in good health always.
Salvation.